good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Thursday, August the 9th. Your host, Robbie Noel, with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. You may want to jot down this number. You never know when you're going to need it. 1-800-691-7898. I have to apologize. The last few days have been kind of, crazy as far as the telephones are concerned. For whatever strange reason, when folks were dialing Republic Broadcasting Network, the phone system was switching them over to me. People were asking about CDs and tapes and Berkey water filters, and I'm going, you do realize you're calling Republic Trading Group? No, I was calling Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, anyway, somebody flipped the wrong switch from the telephone company, and that's the reason for that. But now that's been fixed up, so everything's back to normal. Man, has it been a tough couple of weeks for electronics? Don't ask me what's been going on electronic-wise, but it's not good. Well, looky here. We had a green Wednesday. We had a red Thursday. Is it possible we'll have a Black Friday? Not being a betting man myself, I would say the probabilities of a Black Friday are very good. Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 387 points at 13,270. 2.5 billion shares changed hands today. Busiest day on Wall Street. NASDAQ off 56 points at 2,556. S&P 500 down 44 at 1,453. Doesn't it seem like yesterday we were all giddy about Dow 14,000? According to the Associated Press, Wall Street's deepening fears about a spreading credit crunch sent stocks plunging Thursday, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average extending their series of triple-digit swings and falling more than 380 points. Well, bloodbath in paper. The question is, on everybody's mind, well, how did gold do? Well, we'll tell you when we return.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
When that plane finally landed, was kiss the ground. Next thing I did was to go find my friends down at the old hangout. We drank some beer and talked a lot about old times. But when the booze finally hit Billy Joe Grimes, he said, I don't know what it is, but you seem different to me. I said, I just came back from a place where they hated me and everything I stand for. A land where our brothers are dying for others who don't even care anymore. If I'm not exactly the same good old boy that you ran around with before, I just came back from a war.
Welcome back to the flip side. Well, the White House must be happy with the plunge in worldwide equity markets. Yeah, it gets the war off the front pages of the newspaper. After all, the surge is working. Gold closed down $14 today at $662.30. Silver off 44 cents at $12.72. Platinum off 15 bucks at $1,273. Palladium off 3. At 362. Ooh, Freudian slip. Currently, gold in Asia is up 10 cents at 662.40. I must say that gold did pretty well today in light of everything. I actually thought the sell-off in gold would be substantially greater than it was. But gold actually crawled back. It was down to $659 was the low in gold today. And as we mentioned, closed at 662, which is more than you can say for the Dow and the NASDAQ, because they all closed on their lows. And when that happens, it makes people very nervous. Crude oil closed off 4 cents at $71.55 the barrel, and the only thing that had a green arrow next to it today was the U.S. dollar, and not by much. It was a flight to quality, as they like to say. U.S. dollar index closing at 80.66. I watched this whole sorry story unfold this morning. I get up, and bear in mind where I am, Valley of the Sun, in other words, Pacific Coast time. I was up at 3 a.m. this morning. Dow futures were indicating down 120 points at 3 a.m. Pacific Coast time this morning. By time the markets opened at 6:30, The Dow went down about 130 points and then started crawling its way back up to where the talking heads on CNBC were saying, well, it looks like we're going to end up the day with double-digit losses. They were very optimistic early this morning. At one point, the Dow was down a meager 99 points before, obviously, all the bubbles started bursting. And unfortunately, as we mentioned on yesterday's show, the handlers for the President of the United States haven't learned the lesson that you do not give live press conferences by the President while markets are open, especially on a day like today. Because the President didn't sound too sure of himself and said all the things that you'd expect a president to say in light of a financial calamity, and that we have liquidity in the financial markets. Well, that was the reason why the Dow started plunging, because there wasn't liquidity in the markets. The first shocker that hit Wall Street today was the announcement by BNP, a German outfit, that suspended three funds. In other words, it froze redemptions, which is just a big Wall Street word for you can't get your money out. Why did it freeze these three funds? Because, as we have been saying, and we've, when I say we've been saying this for a long time. When obviously the term derivative first came about, and we were saying, look, this new investment tool that Wall Street has got called these derivatives are scary instruments. They offer great leverage. When you have great leverage, you have great potential on the upside. You also have great potential on the downside. But derivatives were calculated by MIT mathematics professors to where it's virtually impossible, unless you are an MIT mathematics professional, to figure out what the underlying value of a derivative is. It's a very complicated affair. And so what happened with BNP today and the freezing of these three funds was because they couldn't establish a value. Therefore, when you can't establish a value, who are you going to sell it to? It becomes a to-who stock. The seller to who? Now and nobody ever mentioned the word run on the banks. Today was a case in point of having a run on the banks. This is what happens. People get afraid. They start heading for the exits. As a matter of fact, the situation in Europe was so bad that the European Central Bank tried to calm the markets by pumping a record 130.6 thousand $1 billion into the market in overnight funds. They put it into their money market. And not to be outdone, shortly after that, the Federal Reserve carried out a $12,000 million one-day repurchase agreement on top of an earlier $12,000 million 14-day repo as an attempt to boost liquidity after overnight interest rates spiked. Now, shortly after 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time today was a segment on CNBC, including one Peter Schiff. His articles appeared numerous times on RepublicTradingGroup.com. where he has been the lone voice amongst the Larry Kudlows and Jim Cramers of the world saying, better pay attention to what is going on in this global illiquid market that we're dealing with. Better watch out for these subprime loans that are going to creep into your better credit-worthy loans. Be careful of foreign slanty-eyed gentlemen wanting to dump U.S. Federal Reserve notes in order to punish politicians in Washington. Nobody listened to Peter Schiff. No, he's a nutball. He's a kook. He's a crazy. He's outside the box. No different than Ron Paul. Which, by the way, interestingly enough, Ron Paul will appear tomorrow evening on CNBC's Larry Kudlow show. Now that, I would pay to watch that. That is a pay-per-view event. Mr. Kudlow. Yes, Mr. Wall Street. Yes, I worked for the Federal Reserve. Yes, I worked in the White House. Yes, I think George Bush is God. Yes, we live in a Goldilocks economy. And yes, I did a lot of cocaine, but let's not talk about that. Well, back to the gold story. Gold fell along with the majority of assets as traders were forced to sell any and everything in their portfolios to raise cash and buy back borrowed yen, among other things. I believe it was 3 weeks ago on Tuesday, we had a long conversation with one Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster talking about what's going to happen when they start unwinding this yen-dollar trade. Well, guess what? You saw it today. According to our friends at Goldseek, it seems counterintuitive that traders would sell the ultimate safe haven asset to raise money for margin calls. But many are motivated to sell assets that show gains in order to offset losses in other investments that they were forced to cover due to margin calls and other necessary obligations. Bottom line, this looks like a short-term and erroneous reaction in gold, and such events are proven to be short-lived opportunities in the past. No kidding. Gold began to fall in London and dropped as low as 6.59 in early New York trade before it bounced around at slightly higher levels in the low 6.60s for the rest of the trade. But it still ended near its low with a loss of 2.7%. Time to buy or time to fly? We'll be back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Outstretched into the sky, tears drying on their face. He has been here. Brothers lie in shallow graves, fathers lost without a trace, a nation blind to their disgrace since he's been here. And I see no bravery, no bravery in your eyes anymore. Sadness, and I see no bravery, no bravery in your eyes anymore. This sadness.
Welcome back to the flip side.
Only sadness.
Great song called "No More Bravery," James Blunt. He's not just a singer and songwriter. He's also a veteran from the war in Kosovo. British serviceman. Went there, saw what happened, wrote a story, wrote a song. Pity nobody pays any attention. Today, Wall Street completely didn't pay any attention to the initial jobless claims. They were anticipating 310,000. Reading came in substantially higher, 316,000. But they had bigger things on their plate this morning than to worry about 6,000 new unemployed, probably from a manufacturing sector. Tomorrow, this is going to be meaningless. Export prices for July comes out at 2 p.m. Treasury's budget for July also being reported, expected at minus $33.0 billion. You know, a few years ago, not that long ago, well, exactly 30 years ago, in August of 1977, The Economist published an article by Alan Greenspan, the former chairman of America's Federal Reserve, who was then a private sector economist. It listed five economic don'ts. One of these was, and let me quote Mr. Greenspan, "Don't allow money supply growth to spiral out of hand." Yet that is exactly what central bankers have done in recent years. The bubble in the credit markets that now seems to be bursting and the frothiness of so many asset prices was encouraged by loose monetary policies which pumped liquidity into the financial markets. And it was a case of monkey see, monkey do. Central banks and countries around the world said, well, if the U.S. can print dollars, so can we. And all of a sudden, the world was awash in liquidity. And then all these wonderful exotic instruments were offered by various investment houses in the United States, these bundled collateralized debt obligations. Add in a little mixture of leverage with a derivative, and all of a sudden you had a great asset vehicle to sell the rest of the world, and it was good so long as, yes, prices of real estate continued to go higher. The bad news was that these things would turn into, they would turn into ticking time bombs if the real estate market had a hiccup. And we, guess what we had? We had a hiccup. The hiccup is turning into a full-fledged panic as we speak. From the Financial Times, West LB, the publicly owned Landsbank, became the latest German bank today to admit its exposure to U.S. subprime mortgage market, although it denied it was facing a liquidity problem. The bank, which this week froze a fund managed by its joint venture with the Bank of New York Mellon, said it was exposed to structured credit instruments, but there was no liquidity crisis. Don't panic, everything's fine. Can I have my money back? No. Where can I get it back? Call us next week. It's nuts, I tell you. The statement by West LB came as the German banking industry agreed to implement a bailout of IKB, the troubled small company lender, which has been hit by the turmoil in the credit markets. At a meeting at Germany's Bundesbank today, the banks involved formally agreed to a rescue fund worth 4.7 thousand million dollars to cover its losses. Yes. Isn't it better talking about thousands of millions in dollars instead of talking about billions? You see, people don't pay any attention to $1 billion. What's $1 billion? Nobody knows what's $1 billion. $1,000 million kind of brings it into focus. Just a smidgen. We'll take a break. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Sometimes the words to some songs just make a lot of sense. Just so you understand the mentality of people on Wall Street, because a lot of people don't understand what goes on Wall Street. They think that it is run ethically with rules and regulations and all this kind of stuff. But Wall Street, by and large, the engine of Wall Street is pretty much run on a day-to-day basis by 30-somethings. Now, when Alan Greenspan made that statement in 1977, these current traders, these brokers, these guys that are dealing with your pension funds, these guys dealing with your IRAs, these guys dealing with all the paper on Wall Street, were just born. And what's even scarier is they were 10 years old when the last big collapse at Wall Street happened, 1987. Pretty much since these guys have been brokers, traders, or what have you, managers of hedge funds, they've never experienced a fast down market in their lives before. Their lives have been pretty uncomplicated and rather stress-free, considering and pretty much for the last decade or so, equity markets have just been going on a steady upward trajectory. Now that things are turning around and heading the other way, trust me on this one. the stakes are going to get exaggerated. People are going to do stupid things. Not intentionally, mind you, just stupid things. It's what happens to 30-year-olds. I can just see what's going on in trading rooms around the country where these brokers are now, for the first time, having to pick up the phone calls and call their clients and advise them on margin calls. You see, it's easy to sell somebody something if you're always making money. Hey, Mr. Jones, how are you doing today? Hope the family and the kids are doing fine. Just wanted to give you a courtesy call and let you know that your portfolio is up another 12%. I suggest that you find some more capital. This bull market's on a tear. We are going to Dow 35,000. You see, those are easy calls to make. The tough call to make is, hi there, Mr. Jones. How's your mother doing? I know she's in hospital and you got all these bills. And by the way, I've got some bad news. We need some money. They can't deal with it. They don't have the ability. This is why it's a no-no on Wall Street for a broker to advise his client to sell. If you advise a client to sell, and I'm sure there were a bunch of people who got a little nervous the last couple of weeks, called up their brokers, do you think it's time to get out of the market? No. No, we're just at the early stages of a continuing bull market. The Larry Kudlow theory of finance. Yes, it's a Goldilocks economy. By goodness me, if George Bush hadn't got involved in that war in Iraq, his approval ratings would be in the high 90s. Yeah, sure. I wonder if Rush spoke about the economy today. After all, he always talks about it when it's going up, never talks about it when it's going down. Ditto goes for, excuse the pun, Sean Hannity, Michael Medved, Hugh Hewitt, and the rest of the gang of sycophants who call themselves conservative talk show hosts. I mean, this is something you've got to understand, the psychology of brokers. And now you've got brokers that are in positions where their bonuses rely on the business that they generate. You've got portfolio managers whose whole existence centers around what they can produce to clients on any given year. There's trouble. Hello, Houston. We have a problem. Well, the big question is, who's next to fall? Who's next to catch the subprime flu? Once again, from Financial Times. BNP Paribas' decision to freeze withdrawals by investors on three investment funds on Thursday showed once again just how far has the U.S. subprime mortgage crisis spread. The difficulty in valuing credit assets of many stripes in the sudden drought of liquidity has caused problems at fund managers as far away as Luxembourg and Australia. Meanwhile, banks from Singapore to Switzerland are rushing to either protest their lack of exposure or warn shareholders that they are facing losses. After German banks were forced to bail out their local peer, IKB, and a number of other lenders have confessed to heavy exposure, the question increasingly in Europe is, who will be the next to come down with the subprime flu? There are all sorts of rumors swirling around the market about who will be next into the lifeboat, said one London-based bank analyst. It looks like it's going to be a hot and sweaty summer for some. German officials seem particularly concerned that there is talk that more bad news in that market could come soon if they really are telling local institutions that it is time to show their cards. We suspect the Bundesbank is going around all of the German institutions, telling them to put everything related to subprime problems on the table in addition to orchestrating the rescue package for IKB, said Mark Ostwell, fixed income strategist at Beaufort in London. The big question for those outside the cut and thrust of the financial system is how have they... Excuse me, little frog in the throat. Is how can they deal with ambitious homebuyers in U.S. towns such as Paris, Texas, come to threaten the savings and pensions of people in Paris, France? And just as importantly, the big question, why now? In the years since the dot-com crash and the September 11th terrorist attacks, the economies of the U.S. and Europe have lived with historically low interest rates. This has had a two primary effect that are important in understanding how the worldwide debt bubble has reached such a troublesome point. First is that low rates have encouraged ordinary people and businesses owned by private equity to borrow even greater amounts of money at an ever more exuberant ratios to their available cash flows and the value of their assets. This has been possible in part because of the second effect, which has seen pension funds, insurers, and other asset managers struggling to make the kinds of returns they need to cover their future liabilities. Low interest rates have propelled such investors into riskier and more complex securities that pay a higher yield. Though the medium of the rating agency and their models are predicting probabilities of default among borrowers, this demand has enabled banks to offload even riskier loans in structured asset-backed bonds. Otherwise known as collateralized debt obligations. The value of U.S. subprime-backed bonds has been heading south since at least the turn of the year, when many hedge funds were already using a specialist derivatives index to bet against borrowers' ability to pay back their debt. The fall in this index has gathered pace throughout the year, occasionally also helping to cause correctional ticks in other markets for debt and equities. But it was not until mid-June when it emerged that two hedge funds run by Bear Stearns Asset Management were in serious trouble and that the extent of the problems in global credit markets began to be revealed. Except for Larry Kudlow. He thought everything was fine. Bear Stearns, they've got plenty of liquidity. Besides, it's a minuscule amount. It's only $1.5 billion. They can cover that with no problem. You people are just too paranoid out there. You always think the sky's falling. Well, George Bush is a great president, and the economy is doing fine, and will continue to do fine. Borrow that equity on your home and buy stocks. Everything's great. Yeah, sure. Larry Kudlow. How can these people have television shows? That's what I want to know. How did they get on TV? Is it a plan? How come Rush is on the radio? How much credibility does Rush have? Everything he's ever said since George Bush has got into office has been dead wrong. He's been wrong on everything. He should free his mind, unleash the other half of his brain. After all, this is a man who he says is running America. He's been wrong about the war. He's been wrong about the Republicans. He doesn't understand the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. He has no concept of history. But then again, he's in the hands of AIPAC. So what do you expect? He's just another flunky for the Zionists. Jonathan Ashtar, deputy chairman of a UK fund manager, Schroders, and head of its fixed income business, insists his business is not exposed to subprime, but says the issue has more than one layer. Uh-oh. Organizations with a lot of exposure have been selling investment-grade bonds to reduce their exposure to credit across the board. Liquidity in higher-grade securities is beginning to suffer, and that is an issue for the broader market and for those running higher-grade portfolios who can't get sensible prices, he says. In a market with as low on confidence as it is on people during the summer break, the machinery of modern finance has simply seized up. You have to differentiate between those vehicles that are invested purely in subprime-related bonds and those properly diversified vehicles, said Robert McKeady, global head of credit strategy at Barclays Capital. This is an environment where there has been a big loss in confidence, and nobody is distinguishing between oranges and apples. Well, will the small investor rush into the marketplace tomorrow and buy the dips and save the economy from its inevitable collapse? Anybody? 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 Raise your hands. Who wants to run into the market and buy these underpriced banking stocks, brokerage stocks, financial institutions? Maybe dabble in a little subprime junk bonds. After all, after the washout today, some of them must be a steal. If they don't know what price to sell them for, how do you know what price to buy them for? It's nuts. But you can't say you weren't warned. And don't think for a second that you... Look, if you've got a pension fund, or if you've got any investment vehicle that is paper, a paper derivative, in other words, you don't hold it in your hands. It's just merely a statement you receive in your mailbox, maybe once a month, maybe once a quarter. Let me tell you something. You've just been handed your lunch today. And you may be handed your breakfast, lunch, and dinner tomorrow. The phones must be red hot between Washington, D.C. and Wall Street as we speak. Central banks on conference calls as we speak. Something is going on. Will the cumulative central banks of the world, together with the Federal Reserve, be able to stem the panic that's going on here? I don't think so. I mean, what can they do? Pump liquidity into the market? Well, how long do you have to pump liquidity into a sand hole before you finally realize that you are just pouring sand in a sand hole? Facts are the facts. Whether it is individuals, whether it's corporations, or whether it's institutions, they have a threshold for pain. It's three margin calls. The third margin, if that is taken into consideration, if you haven't been wiped out altogether, the threshold is three. You make the first one just because you think it's a correction, and you convince yourself that, and if it is a correction, then I'll just use that extra equity to buy more stocks. That's the theory on the first margin call. The second margin call is, uh-oh, this is going to put a crimp on my savings. The third margin call is, I've committed so much money to those other two margin calls, I have no option but to make this. We have to be at the bottom now. And after the third margin call, the fourth margin call, when the phone rings, nobody's home. That's if your broker's got the courage to make the margin call. I guarantee you there's a turnover of brokers on Wall Street right now, second to none. I guarantee you guys today just folded up their books and went home, knowing never to return. It's a tough business. I've been in the business. That's why I'm telling you this stuff. I know how these people operate. I know how they think. I know the psychological impact this has on 30-somethings. You know, their whole life is wrapped around stuff. You know? Ferraris, Lamborghinis, penthouses in Manhattan.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Welcome back to the flip side. We weren't talking about the imploding financial markets today. I'd have been talking about other interesting things, like one in 10 counties of the United States, whites are now a minority. We could talk about the military, who is pushing dispensationalism. Yes, believe it or not, good old U.S. of A. Kill or Convert, brought to you by the Pentagon, article that you can find on republictradinggroup.com. Granted, it is from a left-wing publication, The Nation, but it's a fact of life. They are pushing dispensationalism in order to give justifications for the troops that are in Iraq. You speeding up, the end of time. A lot of other things we'd be talking about today. The anniversary of Hiroshima. The North American Union is happily making its way down the road. Yeah, a lot of other stories out there we could have spoken about today. But this affects you. And no, I'm not going to start telling you to call Republic Trading Group and start buying gold, because if you haven't figured that out by now for yourself, you never will. And besides, do I think that we could still see some weakness in gold tomorrow? Of course. We don't know how bad this liquidity is going to be, and unfortunately, always happens in declining markets like this. Gold is not the safe haven that everybody thinks it is in these times, because a lot of these institutions, a lot of funds and individuals sell their gold in order to raise capital, because it's the only thing that has a value. See, derivatives don't have a value. That's the reason we got in this mess. Nobody can figure out what to price them at. That's why nobody wants to buy them. That's why they are worthless pieces of paper. Everything returns to its mean value at some time. Worthless pieces of paper. That's why gold doesn't pay interest. That's why gold doesn't pay a dividend. It wasn't designed to do that, because it's debt-free. It is not controlled. In order to entice you by higher interest rates in order to buy it, because it doesn't have to entice you. It doesn't have an accountant. It doesn't have any its real value. Money. And that's why they sell it in times like this, to raise more Federal Reserve notes, to try and save their poor, sorry butts from being completely decimated. But we will have a golden opportunity to buy gold probably in the next couple of days. Pay attention. Till tomorrow. There is. See you back.